does a shimmy at the fish fry.
You know, that shimmy sometimes helps you catch fish. I don't know if that's one of the tips from Navadovskis today.
Absolutely. You got to hold your mouth right.
Yeah. I know you've had a pretty good response over the last little while with these lists you've been making, but I'm going to guess the broader audience has enjoyed some of the just off-the-cuff tips that you give,
particularly
when it comes to fishing this time of year.
Well, you know, what to do in January, you know what? First thing you want to do is get out of the bad air and get up in the mountains, and the skiing is awful, so fishing is the perfect thing to do. So I thought of, five things last week that you could do on each, like five random tips from each kind of fishing you would do in January. And since we didn't do a show, I only got four because I'm old and I forgot already. But
well, we were talking about this on the lift last week at Park City. And then this morning you asked me to help you with that fifth thing. And our two brains combined won't make one today, I don't think.
Right. We're just getting old. But anyway, so the last time I left here, like a week ago, I was telling you to fish in the bottoms. And when I mean the bottoms, I mean the lower stretches of our rivers, which is literally down in town. So if you're going to fish the Weber, you want to fish down into Riverdale. If you're going to fish the Provo, you want to fish clear down towards BYU campus. But now I forgot to tell you the best of all, which is the lower Ogden. If you put in at Rainbow Gardens and you go down, you can go all the way down to Washington Boulevard, and that's where the fish are, and there's lots of them, and you're going to be all alone when you fish there. Now, if you go just below Harrison, you got Utah suckers. That's where they spawn. So they spend the winters down there, and they have for centuries. By the way, Native Americans made their livelihood on those Utah suckers. And I know people say, ooh, suckers. No, they're amazing, and they're beasts. My sons call them nurse shark. Don't harm them too much, but you can catch 20, 30 easily in there, and they're all like 9-10 pounds. So that's a lot of fun. It gets you out of the house, and hopefully the air is good. So what I want to say now is my tips. And so on the fishing right now on the river, you want to spray your guys on your rod with PAM. And the reason why is because ice develops and freezes up and stops your line, and you're trying to reel in a fish and your line won't come in. It's real annoying to have it freeze up. Now, is PAM going to be the best thing? No. Because eventually it's going to come off if you want to carry a can of PAM, that'll help you. But you're going to break off the ice much easier when the PAM's on it. So there's your first tip. The next tip is ice fishing, okay? Now, I know people have GPS now, and I don't because I'm old. But when you find your spot, let's say you take your sled and you drag it out onto the ice and you pick a spot and you do really well. Like, oh, I want to remember this spot. Well, there's no way. You try to get a bearing off that mountain or off that rock, you're just not going to get it. So what you do when you head out is you grab a piece of sagebrush or a little branch from the bank and throw it in your sled. And then when you're ready to leave, you just put it there on the ice and make sure it grabs on the edge so it doesn't sink. And then it'll freeze there, and then it's easy to find when you come back. There it is. There's my branch.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. And the next one is when you're tying flies. And if you're like me, it's a great time to tie flies. I mean, you got some Christmas music going and you're just chilling and you're tying. And you got your quota. You got all the ties, all the flies you needed to tie. But now you want to invent something, which is the creativity part of our brain just makes us happy. So I always try to create a new fly. And the rule is this, you do too, because inevitably you're going to make a great fly and you're going to throw it and it's just going to catch a lot of fish. You're like, man, this new fly is great. And then you're going to lose it. Well, your brain isn't what it used to be. You're not going to remember exactly what it looked like. But if you followed the rule, which is always tie two, look in your box. That's what it looked like. Make sure you get home and tie another one so you don't ever lose that fly, because it'll be gone literally into oblivion because you won't remember. Okay, and then number four, fishing is really good at Lake Powell. If you're not listening, it's really good. The crappie are on. But my point is, we're fishing warm water fish and they're schooling fish. This past summer, I was in Portugal and I stood up on the cliffs and you could see the pods of fish, and they're schooling fish, so they move together. But there's probably 150 to 100 fish in every one of these pods. And one guy's up on the cliff with his buddies and he's got a flag and he's pointing, move right, move right, move right, so they can find him, because you can't see the fish when you're on the surface. The same is true of like Lake Powell. So if you're fishing for schooling fish, what you want to do is you want to have a bobber, just a floating plastic bobber in your pocket. And then when you hook one, you grab that bobber onto the fly and then whip it around and tie it off and then cut it. and then you just let that bobber go out into the water, and now you follow that bobber all day long, and you can't miss.
See, you might,
so there's four.
You might be old, but you're wiser than you used to be.
if I could only remember what I know, boy, I'd be a genius.
Well, and maybe this is the fifth thing, then. Write it down. How about that
one? Yeah, write it down. That's so important because you get home. Like, I do an inventory of my fishing trip. Oh, that was really good, and I found them there. But if I don't put it in my journals, and I read my old journals, my son will call me, Dad, what was happening on the Madison on this day? And I go back, and here I am, 1982, and I read the flies that worked, and they work again.
Yeah. So, for those of you that like to do ice fishing, when you see a piece of sagebrush popping up out of the ice, you know right where Navodomskus fished the day before.
That's why you use sagebrush. It just looks like everything else.
There you go. All right, that's your Fish Bites. Don't go away. We got a news update at the top of the hour. Rusty Robinson is the once-in-a-lifetime coordinator. They just moved, or maybe they're getting ready to. We'll find out. A herd of bighorn sheep from one nursery location to another. It's cool stuff, and we'll tell you about it next.